Hello and welcome to Rose Pricks, a podcast all about finding Prince Charming on Logo. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV, Watch What Crappens, and the Big Brother Smother podcast. And I'm here with the gorgeous Stephanie Wilder Taylor for crying out loud. Hi, Steph.
Hi, that never gets old. I love being called gorgeous.
Man, you even get called gorgeous after you ate a bagel. I can't believe you knew you were on your way to talk about all these muscle queens and you stopped for a bagel. Only a straight person would do that.
So true. I don't have to worry about these guys.
So for those of you who are new to us, we normally cover the Bachelor shows. So far, we've got a season of The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise under our caps.
Yep.
And we decided that in the break, why not cover the Gay Bachelor? Because the straight bachelor is already kind of the gay bachelor, so how much gayer could the gay bachelor be?
Yeah, I would not have been surprised if a few of the guys from The Bachelorette showed up on this show.
I would not either. This is basically the same kind of guy. It's like cheesy, kind of fame-hungry people who get jobs out of backstage.
Yes.
But they're more honest about what they're there for.
Yes.
These guys aren't even trying to lie, and I love it.
I know. It's so good. It's so good. If anybody's listening to this just because you guys like us making fun of stuff, you really should watch it.
Yeah.
Just go out of your way and figure it. It really is. It's very funny.
It's a funny show. It's basically the exact same show, except instead of giving a rose, they give a tie, which is so awkward.
So awkward.
I think you have to tie. Can you at least make it a clip-on?
Could
you make it a bracelet?
I thought the same thing.
A condom, maybe? Something more temporary. It's like one of those free condoms you get on the pickup bus.
Yes.
You know, like the free trolley in West Hollywood.
Oh, my God. So that would have been so apropos. Will you, Brandon, will you accept this condom? I will. Of course I will.
Brandon, will you accept this little sample pack of lube?
From you? Absolutely.
Can I please have mint flavored? Yes. Yes, you can. It was really nice getting to know you today.
The fun thing about it. Okay, well, first of all, macro note. There is something wrong, flawed about the concept because they don't need Prince Charming. You just put these guys together and go, why don't you guys figure out who's a good match for each other? Or, I mean, it's fun.
Just like
but
put a bunch of gays in a house and see who's going to fuck each other.
Yes. But I mean, it's kind of true because it's just if you're gay, you don't need that guy. You don't need to designate that guy as the best guy.
Yeah, it's like the biggest muscles. I'm not really sure how they choose on The Bachelor, like how the man gets it. But isn't he supposed to be like super successful and handsome and wants babies?
I guess. But look, that now we've come down to just like who's been on TV and the most. Nick. I mean, what does that guy do for a living, right?
Yeah,
he's a reality guy.
Yeah, after all these seasons, people, you know, bitches be fighting over poor people, and it's sad. This one, I'm not really sure. They show him outdoors at pretty locations a lot, so I'm guessing he lives in a studio apartment. Like a large... By the way, my voice is a little weird. Sorry if I cough. I'm turning into a throaty cartoon character after all these podcasts. This is my ninth podcast this week, for fuck's sake.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I'm responsible for like half of them.
Anybody out there is asking why I don't shut the fuck up, I honestly don't know. My voice is thinking the same thing. It's like, be quiet.
This is only my fifth.
Oh, Lord. Talkers. So, I'm guessing that he's some poor guy who lives in a studio because when we open, they're shooting him on the private beach in Malibu. There's this...
We should tell everybody what his name is.
Roberto. Well, he can barely even tell you, okay? This is how he pronounced his name. He was like, hi, I'm... I was like, get the dicks out your mouth before you start talking on the TV. What? What's your name?
Oh, my God. Robert Sepulveda. Oh, my God. You're going to laugh when I tell you that I went to go put it in my Google search. And what came up was Robert Sepulveda dick, because that's what I was Googling so that I could see a picture of his penis.
Oh, yeah. I was texting Stephanie last night, like, have you seen this guy's dick? Because for those of you who don't know, he is, well, I'm sure everybody knows, but for those of you who don't, he's an ex hooker. He's an ex-call boy. What do you even call him? He used to be on redboy.com. I don't know. Okay, escort. Yeah. And there you can look disgusting clips up of him on the internet. And I'm saying disgusting not because jerking off with a gigantic wiener is disgusting. That's not really disgusting. But there's pictures of him, like, drinking sperm out of a condom. I mean, nasty shit of this guy on ye old internet. So I love when he's trying to pretend he's all classy. So I was texting Steph, I can't send you these pictures over text because you have children. And, like, I don't know. I don't know who'd be looking at your phone. I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, no, I understand. But so then I was like, well, I'm not used to looking up dick pics, but I put in Robert Sepulveda nude, which is so, how 50 am I? And then that didn't work. And I was like, well, let's get down to it. Robert Sepulveda dick. And there it came. And then I was like, I go to the web pages. That doesn't work. And then I go, I got to go to images.
Yep.
What am I?
Oh, so you were image searching?
This is 10 years. Well, as soon as I put in Robert Sepulveda dick and then I hit image, they all came up, so to speak. So to speak, my friend.
Yes, that guy does not have erectile dysfunction issues. No. Smulla. I mean, if anything, that guy faints because every time he gets a boner, he's got to lose so much blood. I don't know how his brain still functions. I mean, it barely does, let's be honest.
All right, so let's get right to it.
Okay, also, I have to ask, did you get a moving picture or did you get a still picture?
Mostly still. Why was there? Did you look up the porn?
I looked at a link last week when I was Googling the cast and stuff, and I was like, Smulla, there's a gif of him just finishing all over himself, and I think he shoots himself in the eye. Like,
that
this guy can even see. It's like, you're going to shoot your eye out with that thing, you know, like a Christmas story. I just learned how to Google face search where you can upload a picture of someone's face and then the internet searches for it. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I hope you can do that for penises soon. When you get like a random dick pic on your phone, you can just put it in penis search and it'll find whatever whore is sending it to
you. That's a good idea. I'm going to invent that.
We'll be rich. Okay, we can start now. So they start shooting him at the private beach in Malibu, which is where they shoot every reality show ever. So the first thing that we know about this show is it cost $2 to make because basically, they just drove up the road and were like, all right, climb down that thing and we're going to wait for Real World to quit shooting. Is that show still on? And then you can go on.
It's so sad that I have that same note like 4 times throughout my thing.
How much it costs?
Because when they get to the mansion, okay, I got to say this right now because you'll laugh. When they're anything they're shooting at like the black tie ceremony, they keep going to a shot of just a random lamp that's like attached to the wall of the house. That's like their beauty shot. You know what I'm talking about? When their establishing shot, it's like a lamp that would be in front of your house. That costs $5 from Home Depot. Like that's your establishing shot. You'll have to watch for that next time. But okay, yes. So they're on cheap beach.
Yeah, they're on a cheap beach, and they're just showing us clips of gigantic penis.
Low budge location.
Blah, 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 blah. And he's telling us about who he is. He doesn't mention that he a hoe or anything, but he says he's a founder of a nonprofit in Atlanta, which, look, I'm all for charity work, but being in America in 2016, I don't trust people in charge of foundations anymore.
No,
and I'm either. Not being even political right now.
I know what you're
saying. Those are basically tax shelters for rich people, right?
Right.
So when you're making money off the backs of poor people, I don't necessarily trust you. Like when you're the founder of a not-for-profit and you an XO, you're still living off the dollars of rich men. It's just now you're saying that you're doing it for the children.
And we don't know what he does. Yeah. By the way, this guy is a dick. He has a big one and he's just so surly all the time. That comes up later though.
He's surly, but you
just
know.
Not nice.
He's surly and he's extremely shallow, which I love. He's trying to pretend that he's so deep, but he's all shallow. He's watched The Bachelor because he has all the key phrases down. Walls up, vulnerable.
Yep.
Vulnerable walls up.
This show is going to be seamless transition into this one. It's the same thing.
It's going to be a butt crackless butt of a transition.
You're going to need to be vulnerable. I remember when we were like, does this guy have an accent or not? Well, by the way, he does not have an accent except sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes he has an accent and sometimes he doesn't have one at all. So I have a note that do you think he was one of those people that went to Hollywood and like took one of those lose your accent courses, because he has a very mannered way of speaking. And then suddenly when he's like tired or in some scenes, he suddenly has an accent.
And it goes all over the place. Like sometimes it's, you know, kind of a Hispanic accent. Right. Sometimes it's Midwestern.
Yes.
Sometimes he's from the streets of Baltimore. I'm like, right. Who are you?
Sometimes he's Selena. Sometimes he's J-Lo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the kind of ho who walks around with the different wigs in his bag, depending on whatever John he's with, you know? I like it.
Okay. So far,
I'm behind him. So he says family is very important to him and stuff. Right. And he's like, my sister gives me advice. Really? Did she tell you to wear that much mascara? You look ridiculous. Why are you wearing mascara? Why? Why? There are little things. We can talk about the little things all day. So I'm just going to let you go ahead. Although he does say, I've accomplished things in my career and my community. Really? What? Please name them. Having a bunch of kids cut out the shape of their hands on construction paper and taping them together against some wall of some rented building does not mean accomplishments.
So we don't really know what he does. And truthfully, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? He's supposed to be the cutest guy in the bunch. So here's what happens. They go to like a restaurant and Lance Bass comes running in and he's like, what's up? You ready for all this? And then he introduces us to the concept that there's going to be a twist. Roberto is going to start by posing as one of the contestants.
Yeah, I actually really liked that.
I did too.
I thought that was very smart. Now, Lance Bass, on the other hand, look, Lance Bass is a very nice person. I really don't have that much to diss about him. I don't know much about him. He was famous from some boy band. Then he was going to buy a donut empire or something. He used to be fat. Now he's not. He was going to be the first gay in space. Remember, he bought some mission to space. That's really all I know about him. I've met him a couple of times and his husband, Tarzan. They're both very, very nice and very quiet. I have no idea what he's thinking. They look at me like I'm kind of a curiosity, like I should be saying something, but I really don't know what to say to them, you know? So I just kind of look at them. And that's kind of how I feel about him in this show. Although I will say his eyebrows are doing a great job of hosting. They're like the most personality he has. I don't even understand what they're trying to say to me. They're up, they're down, they're really high, they're really low.
Well, I like Lance, and here's why. I like the fact that he is married and he's coming at this like, first of all, I don't know of a lot of guys in a boy band that have come out. I mean, I don't know, maybe I just don't know of a lot, but he was one of the first ones, right? That's pretty brave. That's pretty brave. Yeah.
And especially to come out and then buy a donut empire or whatever the hell he was doing with donuts.
Yeah, and try to help gays get in space, which is, I think, the concept behind it. Listen, here's the thing. His heart is in the right place. He feels like, hey, there should be a gay bachelor. Why isn't there?
Yes. His eyebrows, however, are not.
No,
and when
not.
He says, girl, it is 2016. And I was like, really? Tell your hair. Because your hair... Why, Lance? You're a faux hawk. Stop with the faux hawk. Everybody on TV, listen up. Stop.
But listen, a lot of these guys are going to have hair problems, and we're going to get to that. Oh. But Lance tells him the obvious burning question, what are you going to do if some of these boys treat it like it's summer camp and they just want to hook up? Of course they're going to. I mean, what a stupid question. And then Robert says something sort of cheesy that I just forgot in like 2 seconds. But I didn't get the feeling that he really cared.
I know. Lance is like, so what are you going to do if they hook up? Swallow, put it in a paper towel. You're going to ask them to throw it away in the trash or the toilet because there might be a house dog. What if he takes it out of the trash? There's just going to be little sperm paper towels all over the floor,
okay,
Roberto.
So then they drive off to a mansion that looks, you know, like it's supposed to be one of the mansions used in like a bachelor or bachelorette show, but they don't have ABC money. So it ain't that.
Yeah. It's like some listing on Zillow that has been there for too long. And they just like showed up and unpacked. Yes. It'll be a different house every week.
No, that's funny. Okay. So now they intro the guys, and listen, if you guys listening want to hear a really in-depth analysis,
oh,
you better. Of all the guys, you have to get our bonus content. You just have to, because it was honestly one of the funniest shows we've done. We went over every guy and what we thought based on what they wrote and their picture. And I think we were kind of right on.
I think so. Most of them, yeah, I think we were. Of course, whenever you're watching a reality show and judging people based on their picture and you judge that they're horrible people, you're usually going to win. Like, if you say they're stupid or horrible, you're usually going to be right because they're on TV.
This guy, okay, so this first guy, Eric, comes in, and I'm like, this guy's going to bring the drama. I can already tell. He's wearing a tight black T-shirt. This is the on-air beauty expert.
Okay, you know what I'm going to have to do right now?
You're going to have to go to your
I'm going to have to put Finding Prince Charming. I just watched this. Finding Prince Charming cast. Okay, go ahead.
Eric is the one that looks like Robbie. He looks like the other one. They're very similar, except that Robbie is the way more over-the-top one.
Okay, Eric.
Eric now, is like...
I see him now. He's like the blonde guy with like conservative hair.
Yeah, wait, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he wasn't the on-air beauty expert.
No, I don't think so. This guy, I think, is a dancer in West Hollywood. And by dancer, I mean step toucher, because dancers around here just go step touch, step touch, step touch in a jock strap.
But
I think this guy's a dancer. No offense. I hope no one gets offended. I don't care if he is or not, but he looks familiar. And I think I would remember knowing someone this cute.
Okay. I'm going to the page too, so I can be with you on this.
I think he is a dancer. I do not recognize him in clothes, but I recognize his face and he's very nice. And from here, he smells like the foo bar, like puke and bleach.
Oh my God. You're going to have so much good insight to this. Okay. Eric came out first, right? Okay. Oh, okay. Eric was the hairstylist and the self-described great lover.
Yes. And he's just being true to himself. Okay. And it's really hard growing up in Texas as a gay man. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I did it. I'm not going to argue with that. So far, I like him. He's cute. His teeth bleach is just too much. But that seems to be a trend.
And what I'm going to be interested in as a straight woman is hearing, it's always so interesting. Like some of the guys are so much gayer or have so much more affectations than some of the other ones. And I feel like some guys are going to like that and some guys are going to not like that. Well, so do you think they asked him, like, are you okay if a guy is like super queenie or do you want everybody to seem like more mellow or do you think they want, or do you think that he was like, because I think that Robert likes straighter acting guys, but that they were like, yeah, but those guys are not going to bring the drama. So we got to give you a few that are going to be like super over the top because it's a show. It's TV.
Yeah, you got to hand it to casting. They really cast that net wide. Now, I don't know if they cast it wide or if they were just like, look, we have $2. He wants to be on TV. And the strippers around town were like, okay, I mean, I guess I'll do it, girl. And so they came. But I've noticed that the gay guys are like gay guys in real life where we have different degrees of gayness depending on who we're talking to. And usually it's when you're around straight people, right? Like I'll be talking kind of like this around straight people. But then at a gay bar, I'm like, girl, what? Everything, step off. You know, that starts coming out.
Yeah, but that's more fun. I know what you're saying. And if I was with you at a gay bar and we were just having fun and laughing, then I guess you could come off more gay. But that's because you're gay and you're with other gay men. But I'm talking about like somebody like a Robbie. Yes, girl, party is started, bitch. You know, that's like, no, I'm like this all the time. Queen. Yeah.
I don't know. I think this guy's very soft-spoken, but the degrees of gayness happens even amongst other gays, is what I'm saying. So, like, if he sees someone cute, he's going to talk like this. But if he knows that they're just going to be friends, then later he'll be like, girl, you know, he'll, like, girl it up a little bit. I can tell with him.
I didn't get the feeling that he would want to be out with somebody who's just, like, super gay. In your face about it. I felt like he would want somebody who has a little subtlety.
Maybe, but we'll find out with this guy because he's so gigantic and muscular and his penis is so enormous that of course your first thought would be he's a top. Like he's really tall, he has little facial hair, but then he's so insecure about his body and has so much like facial shit done to him already and wears mascara and is soft spoken, which is probably, you know, hiding a little bit of his gayness that maybe he's a bottom or versatile. And being a hooker, you never know. These guys are probably going to be very confused because he's not an obvious. So expect personality expect personalities to change as people find out whether he's a top or a bottom. Because
okay, this is leading me. This leads me right to this next guy, Paul, who I love. I think he's going to win. But so here's what I was trying to find out. Okay, so Paul comes in, and he's the tanning salon guy, and he's the one whose ex died, which we found out later how he died, and it was really sad. Paul's the cute one. I think he's really good looking.
Jesus Christ. The guy is really cute. He's a tan gay, you know, like someone who's hitting their mid-30s and suddenly starts wearing sweater vests and pretending that they read books and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like a tan gay. Yeah. What I don't like about him, we'll get to later as we get to know him a little bit, but what I don't like about him right up front is his frown smile. He's one of those people who smiles with a frown. Like, instead of going up when he does, like, a pursed smile, instead of going up, it goes down. He's like, it makes me crazy. Frown smile. I can't with him. I already hate him now.
Wow. I feel really sad for you, Ronnie.
Really?
Your life outlook is just really... No. No, I love calling him frown smile. That's hilarious. I think he's really cute. And I think part of what you're seeing is that he's uncomfortable being on this show.
Right.
I think this is just not his thing. I think somebody, speaking as an ex-reality TV producer, somebody talked this guy into doing it because I think they thought he would win, because I think they thought he was the exact type. I really think
like he's tame enough to actually, you know, get married or whatever.
And I think he was like, no, I'm not interested. Like, no, that's not for me. That's not me. And they got him on the show and they're pushing him all the way. So I think that's what you're seeing.
I could see that, but he's kind of giving off that vibe like he's too good to be there, which, I mean, he is. But he's giving off the vibe that he's too intelligent to be there, but he runs a tanning salon. So really, I can't fully believe him. He might be one of those people who's just acting like that because they wish they were smarter, you know? So he just wants to give off that impression of being really smart and stuff.
Well, we'll see. But he's better than some of these other guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So Dylan comes in. Dylan's from New Orleans, and he's the ex-ballet dancer. He is African-American. He is cute.
Yeah, he's really cute. What did he say? He's like, my family accepts that I'm gay because I'm the only... But I couldn't tell what he said for the rest of it.
I think because he's the only gay guy in his huge family.
So they have
that
no
they
choice.
Know about. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he seems cute. They don't give him much time at first.
No. And Brandon comes in, and I said he gets all of 2 seconds of airtime, and then Jason bursts on the scene. Jason is the makeup artist from New York who doesn't spell his name right.
He
spelled it Jasen, which, why? Like Thetan? What is he, a Scientologist? What's with the creative spelling? I don't like that. I doubt your parents spelled it that way.
Yeah, that seems like a made-up name for sure.
But I already kind of like the guy.
I feel like this guy normally wears really long scarves and stuff.
Yes.
Or like those art teacher ponchos.
No.
With sweatpants.
No.
I'll bet he does. No. I'll bet he gets all crazy and does stuff like that.
Yes,
he colors in his eyebrows. I don't know. I'm not sure about him yet because he seems like he's like a raging bitchy queen, which sometimes I like and sometimes I don't.
Yes, girl. But you know what? He has a job. I believe that this guy, of all the guys, actually does have a job.
He's a makeup artist, right?
Yeah, I believe he is actually a working makeup artist.
Yeah,
just
so he has a job.
Having met a lot of makeup artists and a lot of guys that say they're makeup artists, he seems like a guy that you see at like the Today Show or at an actual show.
Yeah, and he's a big bald guy, so I feel like I should root for him, even though I don't know that much about him.
All right. So then Robert's getting nervous that maybe they're tricking him, but okay, that's boring. Let's keep going. Oh, okay. So then he talks to Paul for 1 minute. This is the part that I think is interesting. And then Paul he says that he's tall, and Paul says, yeah, I'm about 6'3". And then he says, most guys are shorter than that. And I'm cool with that. And then Robert's like, oh, I'm 6'2". And then Robert says, so do you like mostly date short guys? And then I felt that Paul said something to the effect of, well, you know, when you're this tall, most guys are shorter than me. So I'm cool with that. Yeah, and then he Robert, didn't
say he hates tall people.
No, he wasn't like, yeah, I'm not attracted to anybody taller than 5'11". He never said that. I felt like he was kind of being accommodating. He was like, yeah, well, you know, when you're this tall, like, what are you supposed to find a guy who's 6'6"? Like, that's going to be rare. So I'm going to end up with shorter guys, and that's fine with me. And then Robert is like, see ya. I guess he only likes short guys. I can't change that. So bye.
Yeah, this guy's kind of a bitch. He's kind of a bitch, and he's also saying things that he doesn't understand or giving away his personality. Like when he comes into the house undercover in the scene, he tells us, yeah, I want to know what's up when I'm not in the house. I'm definitely digging for some gold. Yeah. It's like, girl, you a hoe. Don't say that. At least pretend you're not digging for gold.
Right.
Please.
But okay, so I wondered... give me the inside scoop. So I was wondering if Roberto was kind of fishing for if Paul likes to be like the guy. Like, okay, so do you mostly like shorter guys? Like, do you like to be the one who's the tall? Like, I was wondering if he was trying to fish for like, hey, I'm a tall guy too. Get it? Like, we're both like, do you like to be the one who's in control? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, are you a top possible? Or bottom? Or like, yes. Do you want to share a twink?
Yes.
I really don't know. I think he was kind of nervous, and the other guy was just so overly confident. This Paul guy is just so confident before he knew that it was the Bachelor or whatever. And it kind of seemed to turn him off. I think he's like, well, fuck that guy. He said that he doesn't even like tall guys. Like, he only likes short guys, and I can't right. just get shorter.
But I mean, only on a gay that.
Show. Only on a gay show would somebody be worried about being too tall. It's like so the opposite.
But the way he said it, I hate to be stuck on this, but it was so weird. He was just like, oh, okay, well, I can't change what he likes. All right, bye.
I'm out of here.
And he said that. He goes like, I'm out of here. Guess I'm out.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know. It was weird. Because then he turns out to be a total insecure Nelly, this guy. Which I was like, oh, please stop. I can't feel for you. This is a reality show on Logo. Please stop asking me to feel for you.
Okay, so the next guy is Justin. Pair of sparkly, which we start with sparkly black shoes, circa Michael Jackson, I'm Bad. Right? The shoes come out of the limo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's Justin.
He's like, I'm a man, okay? And like, I'm a man who wants to be in love. Gay dating is the same as straight dating, okay?
Oh my God, I gotta find him on the Logo so we can revisit him. Okay, he's 29. He is a model and project manager. What does that mean?
Girl, I can't even manage the to guess what that would mean.
It means you're a manager at Chipotle, and that's your project. He's hungry for life experience, and he wants to take the competition by storm.
Oh, Lord. He seems to be very nice, but, you know, right before the... I'm going to say butt a lot in this show. I can already feel it. How fitting. But before this was on, I was watching live, and so I saw the end of Drag Race, which I've never seen a full episode of Drag Race. I know I'm a terrible gay, okay? But Drag Race, he looks like one of the guys on Drag Race. Like, when they're half in makeup doing their diary room sessions.
Right.
And, you know, some guys are really into that. I have a feeling not this particular one, but I don't know. I feel like you can't be that gay and then scream, I'm a man like that. And also have lesbian hair. Like, it's just too much for my brain to comprehend.
It's too much.
He's got, like, lesbian kind of swoopy bleach, but with the roots showing swoopy faux hawk hair.
Yes.
I don't understand it.
He's working the Ellen DeGeneres look.
Yes.
All right. So in comes Chad. Chad is a New York real estate agent guy. He knows Jason with the EN because they're both gay and from New York.
Yeah, I mean, it's a smaller world than you would think.
Really?
Yeah. So they see each other, and they're like, girl, 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 girl. And Chad
is
like,
it is such a small world.
I'm not sure about Chad. He's sort of mysterious because he comes off very soft-spoken and cute. I ain't buying that. Because then later, with a couple of drinks into him, he's like kind of girlish and flirty. I can't really tell what's going on. He is definitely stupid, which I love in a man. And I can't tell what facial surgery or Botox or stuff he has yet, but it's not settled properly. He's a mystery, is what I'm saying.
Okay, mystery. Do you think that my transgender son is going to, like, do you think that's going to be a really small community? Like, they're all going to know each other?
I don't know.
I guess there's not really clubs for that.
It seems like...
you don't go, like, trans and, out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's go get trans tonight.
Yeah. You guys, let's kick it up or kick it back. I mean, I don't care. Whichever you're choosing to do. I can't tell with the trans community because I don't have much experience with it. And to me, it seems like it's exploded. I mean... like, it's everywhere now. I've heard more about it in the past year or two than I have in my entire life, honestly. So who knows? I mean, they're going to forge their own damn roads.
I know. All right. All right. Next comes Brodny, who becomes a very divisive character.
Brodny, you can't spell your name.
No.
You know this man is going to be dumb as a fucking brick when he spells his name Brodny. No. Nodny. Nodny. No.
This guy has issues immediately.
Yes.
By the way, this was just interesting to me from a psychological standpoint. He says, I knew I was gay since I was 5. He goes, even though it's not about sexuality, it's just about who you are. How do you know at 5, though?
Well, look.
I know people know they're trans at 5, but if you're not even really liking if you're not even sexual yet, you just know? You just feel different, maybe?
Well, I didn't know that I was gay at 4 or 5, but everybody else did.
Really?
Well, yeah, because there's the traits of, I mean, I was singing show tunes, I was wearing my mom's clothes and walking around in her shoes. I mean, the signs were definitely there.
Right.
I wouldn't have known what they were that young. And
I'm just so interested in how this is different from, like, because I know a lot of parents. Now, I'm sorry to sidetrack just for a second, but I know a lot of parents in the parents of transgender kids community, and it's different, I think, with men, because with girls that want to be boys, it usually is a transgender issue, because girls that end up liking other girls apparently don't want to change genders. But it's more common, I think, for boys to say, I want to be a girl, and then later in life go, oh, no, I don't. I'm just gay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot to wrap your head around there.
I know. All right. So Brodny is, you know.
Brodny, look.
Brodny gay from birth.
Brodny tries to say all these things to sound smart. The guy can barely string a sentence together.
No.
He's
something's
dumb
wrong
as
with him.
Yeah, he's really stupid. And he's super arrogant. And he talks about how he's very shy. No, you're not shy, okay? Every picture of you has been from your Instagram account, which you take from the gym with your shirt off. That is not shy, okay? You're just unable to speak well.
So many of these guys are obsessed with working out.
Yeah.
Like to a pathological degree.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a reverse disorder. It's weird.
Yes. Like they found it's like this weird outlet for them. Okay. So Brodny's in love with the gym and in love with himself. Okay. And then Charlie. Okay. This one's great. Charlie's the guy with the beard.
Yeah, Charlie's the little bear. So we did not know what to think about Charlie. At first, our first thoughts were it's not even fair to have him on the show because it's like you can't just pull a guy out of East Hollywood and drop him into the Abbey in West Hollywood.
Right.
You know, and expect him not to want to cry.
Right. And I wrote my note on here was he's going home the first night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because and it's not even that he's ugly or anything. He's not. He's like a cute guy, but he just did not fit. And I noticed he was the first guy that another guy made like a catty comment about immediately. Dylan was like, girl, Charlie is dripping in sweat.
Oh, Dylan is a bitch.
Yes.
As we learned as this goes on, Dylan is super shady. He's a slutty little bitch.
Yep.
Which I kind of like. But yeah, Charlie, I wanted to root for because, again, he's like a fat, balding, gay guy. So I was like, you go, girl. And I did not think he would go first at this point because I thought it would be like on The Bachelor where they try and pretend they're not going to kick out the different people so that they don't look really shallow.
Right.
Like they'll keep them on purpose till the end. Nope. I was like, oh, all these homely people are safe. Not that he's homely, but all the different looking people are safe, you know?
Right. But nope. He was very surface. He does not care.
I know. And why he got kicked off was so beautiful.
Oh, it's good. Okay, it's
coming
up. I
actually really like that.
We got to keep moving. All right, so then
Nick in the red suit and the poppy eyes. He has no chance. Let's just move past him.
Okay, he's the college event planner. Okay, then we got Danique,
Girl, poor Tenhead didn't even have a chance. They barely showed him coming in. Although I will say they used a much better filter on him because his forehead looks so much better in real life. And I mean on here than it does on the logo website. I think they even stretched it out on the logo website. The poor guy looks like he's wearing a school fez. It is not nice. Someone doesn't like him.
But look, I know this is going to be mean, and I hope none of these guys are listening.
Yeah,
but,
prepare yourself. We're going to be rude.
But on the show, he has different problems. Like, there's just something is just off about that guy.
Well, on the site, he's the first. I think he's the first one listed, and obviously, the first thought is, oh, well, that's good. They're not going like the total shallow route here, right?
Right.
At least that's what I thought, because he's a cute guy. He's like big, beautiful eyes. He's got big, beautiful lips and a nice set of teeth on him.
I think it's the way he talks.
He's a cute guy, but he's a bitch. He has those really slowly blinking bitch eyes.
Yes.
That are like very slowly moving around the room. I have those eyes, by the way, Denise.
No, you don't.
I do. I'm a slow, bitchy blinker.
No, you're not.
I swear. It's in every video I've ever taken. I get it, but he kind of conveys that. Now, when he says he's been with a lot of people, like he's dated a lot of people and everybody really likes him, but they just don't want to be with him in that way. Poor guy, friend zone. I'm sure it's going to be totally different with this gigantic, ripped ex-ho. Good luck.
Yeah, the guy with the 14-pack is not going to be interested in you. Okay, then we got Sam, who I hate. He's never had a boyfriend. Because he just doesn't like the way people date these days. You know, they're just always on their cell phone. And he really doesn't like that. He does not like it.
These when people kids are on their cell phones.
I think we've cracked the case as to why no one will date you, Sam.
Sam is a tricky case. He's a self-hating gay from Chicago. He's raised, obviously, very conservatively. And this is where the psychology with me is going to start being projected because he starts going against the more effeminate guys and automatically hates them, especially like the super faggito burrito. Like he hates him and he's like, why are you calling me girl, darling? Blah. And he gets all mad. And that's very typical of a fairly newish gay guy who was raised in a conservative way, because even though you're gay and you're out of the closet, you're still raised to think gay people are stupid and faggy and that you're better than somebody else if you're butcher than somebody else.
Interesting.
You know? And that's a hard thing to get over. And a lot of us gays suffer from that. And I didn't even realize I was doing it until recently. And I'm 41. So I kind of see that in him. And it made me feel bad for him, but worse for whoever gets in his path, because rage issues, rage.
Yes. Yes, but I thought it was kind of apparent right away. I was like, this guy's an asshole.
He just got such a sweet face. I really want to like him. I want to. I'm rooting for you, Sam. I want to like you.
I don't.
So next is Robbie, the bottom queen. He's like, just Jack from Will and Grace.
Yes.
He gets out of the you know, rented Ford Escort or whatever they're driven up in, and he's like, girl, oh my god, here we are. Very nice to be here. Here we are. Hi, here we are. Just talking to himself.
Yes.
How lucky am I? You know how when people go to the tanning salon, but they don't open their butt cheeks and they've got that weird line, that white line right on their butt cheeks?
Yes. Yes.
That's what he has, but on his lips. It's like he covered his lips so they wouldn't get skin cancer, but he covered them too high up, and now he has a white line around his
lips. You're right. He's the beauty expert, too.
Oh, Lord. And he walks in and goes, party started, bitches! Yeah. How lucky am I? Please, Charm. Charm to meet you, please. Oh, Dylan? Oh, what a lovely name. I love a name with two L's. Girl, Robbie, a name with two B's? Oh, my God. There's two. Is there two letters in everybody's name? Anybody? Anybody?
Oh, no.
He's actually the kind of guy you want to beat up, but then he says the sweetest thing, which made me love him forever.
About the football team?
Yes. He says, yeah. I love being alive. He's like, I love being alive in 2016. I mean, what an amazing time to be me. I was on the football team in high school at an all-boys Catholic school. And can you imagine when I came out of the closet? Could you imagine having the whole team rally around you and say, if anybody gives you trouble, we will kick their ass, girl. And, you know, That made me just want to hug him and say thank you. It's so nice to see somebody take that view.
I know. See, this is the problem with this show is like, I want to make fun of every single guy because it's just funny because they're reality guys. But then you go like, this is an oppressed group. Like, hell yeah, they should have their own show. You should be dating and telling your stories. And every single person has some sort of like, you know, pathos.
Yes, what I love about this Robbie kid is that everybody else is like, well, it was so hard being gay in Texas. It was so hard growing up gay. This was hard. That was hard. My parents were mean. These people were mean. And he's like, it was fabulous growing up gay. Thank God I live in 2016. And yeah. I love that attitude towards life. God damn it. I want to take it. Hopefully one day I can learn to be that positive. Not yet, little man. Not yet.
Yeah.
But still, love what you're doing. Keep it up. So Lance enters.
Yeah.
Lance. Let me look up Lance. Oh, Lance is the Lance Bass. Lance's eyebrows enter.
And he says, guys, it's time to meet Prince Charming, but first we're going to play a game.
And Robbie's like, it's Lance. Lance is Prince Charming, girl. Oh, how lucky am I, charmed Lance.
And then somebody else is like, oh, shit just got real. Why did shit just get real?
We have to play a game.
Oh, God. I thought we were just going to get to be gay and be ourselves. Now we have to play a game? What's the game going to be?
Tail on Lance's eyebrows. Yeah. Jesus, those things. So the game is to hashtag yourself because, you know, short attention span. like, just describe yourself in a hashtag, okay? Eyebrow lift. So who goes first? Let's see here. Robbie. Oh, Robbie's the first.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm Robbie. Love music. Love gayness. Love suits. Love height. Don't need it. Love straws. I will only drink out of a straw. My hashtag is Lance, don't make me dance. Or what is it? Lance, don't make me dance.
First he says that, right? When he hears the hashtag thing, he's like, but then when it's his turn and he goes, well, I work in beauty. So my hashtag is why be a 9 when you can be a 10? Girl!
I was kind of sad for him because he only got a lukewarm, like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Nines are nines because, you know, they're nines.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Change arithmetic, Robbie. Sit down.
At this point, I was like, you are not going to make us sit through everybody's hashtag. I can't do this game.
Also, but, because they get to explain themselves, too. Like, why do you get to describe yourself and give a hashtag? One or the other, you guys.
I know. So Danique comes in, and he's like, well, people don't like me. They don't want to be with me. But, you know, I just want to be barefoot and pregnant. I'm guessing he's a bottom.
Yeah, he's like, I want to be barefoot and pregnant, and I want people to ask themselves who, what, where, and why. It's like, what? That doesn't make any sense. And he's like, hashtag Danique the Freak. Okay. Everyone's like another lukewarm.
And then Roberto, he's like, yeah, I really love Danique. He does this in a really kind of condescending way. He goes, yeah, I like Danique. He goes, he's full of life.
I love when people are alive. Wow. Good for you for being so breathing. Good for you, Danique. Clear him. So Paul is next, and Paul is the tame gay.
I thought Eric, the hairdresser, goes next.
Oh, what did he say? I didn't even write him down, so it must have been great.
Yeah, I don't know what he says.
Sorry, Eric.
Okay, then one of the guys is spontaneous, another's a Then Paul goes
Paul's like hashtag perfectionist. No shock.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. The only shock here is that you're not wearing a sweater vest as you say that. Okay. No one's surprised, Paul. So Nick is the next one.
Roberto's like, oh, he's a perfectionist. I wonder if he's pompous. Listen, RSJ, that's Robert Sepulveda Jr., RJ. RJ spends a lot of time wondering things about Paul for the fact that he tries to act like he's not interested in Paul. But I'm telling you, I'm calling it now. I think Paul's going to win.
Yeah, it seems like he does not like Paul at all. Every time he talks to Paul, he's like, is he being arrogant? Because I don't like people who need perfect. Because I'm not perfect, and nobody's perfect. Yeah. Because you know he's had to have that argument a million times.
Yes.
Like that conversation finally comes up where it's like, I Googled you, didn't find kids with cancer, did find a gigantic dick sperming all over your face. So he's like, oh, well, I'm sorry, I'm not perfect. So Paul's hitting all of his hate words.
Yes.
It's like, perfectionist! It's like, oh, I hate him.
But he's going to end up with him. So Chad goes next, real estate New York guy, and he says his hashtag would be flexible, and then everybody applauds, and Robbie, the queen, is like, girl, TMI. Really? TMI for you.
You're not in a position to say that, okay?
Your whole existence is TMI.
You've already given us the mental image of being passed around by a high school football team, okay? You're in no position to TMI anybody, babe.
Exactly.
Suck on your straw. And Rob is like, let's face it, who doesn't want a flexible man?
Yeah. And then Chad's like, no, you guys, I didn't mean it like that. I meant flexible, like mentally flexible. Like, what? No, I didn't even mean it like that.
Yeah, like pliable. You guys, I meant like pliable, like a paper towel, like a good, strong paper towel, you guys.
Like a brawny.
Oh, Chad. And Brandon is like, hello. No, wait, which one is Brandon?
Brandon, hold on, Brandon was the one that you said that I don't like and I don't think is cute. And you're right. And he is dark hair, facial hair. And he's like, way too happy. Okay, speaking as an ex-drinker, as a sober person, this is exactly the kind of sober person I don't like. He's like, I went from a homeless alcoholic to the happiest person on earth. He's going to be
I
so
prove it
annoying.
By working out 19 hours a day. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, when... Those are my least favorite, too. When they're like, hey, can I please order a drink of nothing with alcohol because I'm happy?
Yes, I do not like those people.
Hey, does this table need anything? No, but I would love a glass of water. I don't need anything because I'm already full of happiness.
Of life. All right. So then I already know I'm going to hate that guy. So then Charlie, our beard, our lumberjack bear, comes out. And he's like, yeah, my hashtag is what the fuck. And everyone's like, oh, what? They're all scandalized. I didn't get that at all.
Yeah, I think.
He's like, what the fuck, Chuck? Oh, my God. What? Why would he say such a thing? He's not classy.
Oh, these girls are hilarious on this show. I started laughing so hard at that, too. I was like, wait, this is the offensive thing? Like, a fat person talked. Who let him in here? Girl. That fat person rhymed something. I can't with that.
So now RJ, it's time for the big reveal.
I'm petrified. All throughout this whole thing, every 2 seconds they would cut to Robert and he'd be like, I'm so scared to be honest with these men because usually I'm not a liar to the guys. And it hurts me so much to be lying to the guys. And they're like, I'm so-and-so. Oh, this hurts me so bad to be lying.
I mean, I would have told everybody that I did rentboy.com, but, you know, I mean, it was just, I wasn't trying to hide it. It just didn't come up.
I like that Sam turned to him almost immediately and was like, you're so the Prince Charming. You're way hotter than everybody else here. You have to be Prince Charming.
Right. And then he's like, he announces his Prince Charming status. Everybody cheers. And then he casts some shade. Right away. Didn't you love this? He's like, yes, I want to thank some of the guys for being so honest with me and others. Well, it will be an interesting journey.
Oh. I like when he said, I'm Prince Charming. And Robbie went, how lucky am I? And Danique goes, of course he is. He looks like a walking Photoshop. You know, Danique is like, oh, great. I've been tricked into being on this goddamn show. And Robbie goes, oh, Prince Charming, you lie like a rug, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
He's like, I want to take you aside immediately. I want to take you aside and get inside, if you know what I mean. Girl!
And Justin goes, just to let you all know, it's going to be me. Okay? Summer. I win. Everybody... I love the self-confidence in this group because
oh my God,
so many of them were like, he's totally picking me.
Oh, yeah. And then next, Brodney on his OTF goes like, well, you know what? I'm going to have to like him too, girl. We'll see. We'll see if I even like him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be a one-way street.
Yeah, I'm looking too. So now's time that we get to know each other. Okay? Yeah. I was like, no, Brodney. No. No.
And then RJ leaves and Brodney's like, yeah, you know, I've seen him around. I mean, maybe some of the others are like, that's good. That's good that you've seen him around. But I'm like, I don't know. I've seen him at the gym, you know? And if I had to say there were sparks, I'd say no.
Well, basically what he's saying is we go to the same gym in Atlanta and we have not exchanged blowjobs in the steam room. And if we haven't at this point, why would we now?
Right.
We've already seen each other's gigantic penises and we're not impressed. So why am I here?
Right. All right. So now it's pool party time.
Pool party.
Oh, no. It's not the pool party yet, but it's the guys, the night of. Robert leaves. And now Robbie is being over the top like he is. Girl,
yeah, lucky boy.
Lucky am I. I've got a pool floaty. I'm on a flamingo. And Sam is done. Sam is looking at Robbie like he's a cell phone.
Sam hates him. And so Robbie senses it. And he's like, hey, girl, what's your name again? And he goes, it's Sam. What's yours, Mary? And he's like, sorry, but look, I'm just like this. It's like real life. Like, some people think I'm over the top, but like, I'm really not. I'm just like this. It's like real life. Here I am. It's me, Robbie. And he's like, ugh. And Sam actually goes, who is this kid with energy calling me darling? It didn't seem authentic to me. The only time I ever seen guys like that are like, you know, some guys like in the theater.
Yeah. I was worried that maybe he saw Robbie on his cell phone and just got triggered.
And Robbie's such a bitch. Robbie's like, we have a Virgo in our midst, everybody.
Yeah, he's like, you're really conservative. You came in here and you were in a pinstripe suit.
He's like, fuck you, everybody. He's calling me conservative. Like, that's the worst thing to call somebody. Yeah. He doesn't necessarily mean in a Sarah Palin kind of a way. Okay? Right. Calm down over there, Sam. And he's like, I'm not beige. LOL.
So next.
Sam actually tells him, fix your dress. Girl.
Okay, so wait, I have here. So now they're getting ready for the actual pool party that they're going to meet Roberto. So this is a scene where one of them has a spray tan machine.
Of course, well, one of them, Robbie, of course. Yeah, he's like, Robbie. Girl, yeah. I brought some bracelets, some anklets, some aqua shoes, and a spray tan machine. And
he's
like,
who wants a toe ring?
Toe ring.
It's got a little chain on it.
He's spray painting his abs on, which was hilarious. And then the poor guy who we can't even waste time on gets his abs sprayed too.
Yeah.
And Robbie sprays them so crazily, like a cartoon. He's like, well, girl, I do only have one contact in, so sorry.
He makes him look like a skeleton. It was really funny. I got a good laugh. Okay, so everyone's excited to see so now everyone is excited to see what everyone else looks like in the pool, which was where you finally get a real big difference between the straight bachelor and the gay bachelor. On the straight bachelor, nobody would be like, oh my God, I can't wait to see her take off her shirt. Let's see what you got under there.
Yeah, that's true. You mean the bachelorette or the bachelor?
And the bachelorette, you would never have a scene where all the guys are like, oh yeah, okay, here we go. She's going to take off her shirt. Let me check out those tits.
Yeah, ta-tas.
And you would never see on the bachelor, you would never see something where the girls are all like, oh my God, I can't wait to see the outline of his dick. It better be huge.
But yeah, all the guys are hilariously staring at him. They're like, oh my God. It's like, dun dun, dun 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 dun. It's like, oh. Like gasping as he takes off his shirt.
Yeah.
And he's ripped. Another thing you wouldn't see on a regular, let's say, bachelorette, you never see guys keeping their shirt on and just like sitting on the swinging chair. You know why? Because they do not cast fat people on the bachelorette. Those poor things.
Right.
That is not fair. Like, they threw those poor things into, I was going to say shark pit, but I'm trying to think of a better word. I don't know if it's a bunch of sharks, but you know what I mean. A thin pit. It's not nice. Those guys are just, like, sitting off on the swinging chair like, oh, awesome, nice to meet you. It's like the fat kids gathering together around, you know, just secretly share double Snickers bars in the cafeteria.
Yes.
Been there.
All right, so then Dylan. Okay, so everyone's excited to see him. And then Dylan is the first guy. Dylan's the ballet dancer. Grabs
yes.
R, grabs Roberto and takes him aside. And then Sam says, I don't want to be an asshole.
Yeah, he's like, he's extremely aggressive.
Yeah.
And then Dylan
he's
goes,
like, excuse me, can you put your cell phone away? It's not cool.
And Dylan goes, Robert is someone I could totally fall for. Really?
Yeah.
How deep of you? It's like some gigantic, gorgeous man with like a 10-inch dick. Of course you could. Please sit down, Dylan. He's already bothering me, this guy.
And then about Sam, he goes, they go talk for a minute. And then Roberto says, you know, I can see myself being with someone like Sam. I mean, obviously not Sam, someone like Sam. I mean, not that guy. That guy's a loser.
Because Sam says ironically wrong. I hate that.
Yeah.
He's like, it's ironic that you're Prince Charming. Because I was like, whoa, he's handsome. Like, that's not ironic, Sam.
Right.
And he's like, his eyes are intimidating. And then they cut to him. And Robert's eyes are kind of intimidating, mostly because you're like, is that a lift or Botox? Just tell me the truth.
Right.
Tell me the truth. So Brodney is next.
Brodney. Yeah. On paper, Brodney's a perfect match. I mean, we're both from Atlanta. He's a personal trainer. What? That is not a perfect match. What? How is that on paper? That's not a lot of paperwork right there. That's like a post-it. That's
it's
not
like two dots.
We're
connected.
Both from Atlanta. On paper, we're a perfect match because we're both from the same fucking city. That was ridiculous.
We do both go to the same gym, so we must be attracted to the same kind of ellipticals.
I mean, but it's not even like they're both personal trainers. How is it a perfect match that he's a personal trainer and you don't do personal training?
I'm not really sure what Robert's looking for because he tries to make it sound like he's being deep, but then he always goes for the most shallow things. But here I like that he gets kind of offended that Brodney won't talk to him.
Yeah.
So he's like, we've seen each other before. Like, we've crossed paths in multiple times. Are you shy? And he's like, yeah, I'm shy until I'm confident that I don't need to be shy. And then, like, I'm, like, less shy because, like, someone's made me feel like I don't need to be shy. And he goes, okay, how long have you been single? And he goes, well, you know, if I don't feel safe enough to open up.
I'm not even going to tell you.
Yeah, what are we supposed to build? He actually says towards the end of the episode, well, you should build a safe space. Fuck off, dude. It's your safe space. The fuck is that?
Oh, God. Yes.
You wuss. And Robert tells him, well, you know, one has to put himself out there and take a risk. And he goes, well, it's how the cards have fell, I guess.
Yeah.
What?
Then he literally just gets up and walks away. Robert. He does not care. Bitch does not give a shit. He is just like, he has zero fucks to give.
My guess.
He just gets up and walks off.
My guess is that he's already tried flirting with this guy at the gym and was ignored and is like, fuck this queen. I'm not letting him do this to me on national TV.
Yeah.
I already know he's going to dump me, so fuck him. Then so Brodney, I'm going to try and say something smart, but instead he says, it's how the cards have fell. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So then Nick, who you want to just skip over, but we have to discuss the fact that he looks like a sweaty Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah.
Poor guy. I felt so bad for him. Do you know how rare it is when you're that level of hot, which is probably around where I am, to talk to somebody at Roberto's level of hot without having like a fiver in your hand? I mean, it's nerve-wracking.
Oh, my God. Okay, so while Nick's talking to him, Brodney's just sitting on the side, casting shade. Did you see that? They just go to Brodney and he's just like, bitch.
Yeah. He's like, well, right. I'm glad that guy is happy talking without feeling safe.
Yeah. So then Chad swims up. I'm just going to keep this moving a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's almost an hour in. Girl. Stephanie, you had talked way too much.
I know, girl. Chad swims up and the other guys don't let it get very far. And then Roberto goes off with Brandon. Who says he felt that Brandon ignored him the night before.
Yes, which Brandon kind of did, because you can't just make yourself too available to someone or he won't want you.
Right.
I mean, that's what he was doing, because Brandon's hot and worked out too. He's not going to just give it up.
Right. But then Brandon's like, you know, I just wanted to tell you that, like, I'm attracted to you. And then Roberto goes, oh, really? So that's how you show it, by ignoring the person? Snap.
Yes. And then he's like, well, I was disowned.
Bitch.
Yeah, he's like, I was disowned by the time I was 16, and my parents had, like, power of attorney, because my brother's gay, too. And then, like, we had this big gay Disney wedding, so he opens up, and then Roberto's like, well, he has a beard, and I do like that, you guys. Jeez.
I know. I am telling you, this is what is so great about this show, is Roberto. He does not care.
He doesn't. Like, he's trying to pretend like he's so sensitive and sweet, but he's not at all. The minute anybody's sensitive, he's like, gross. But he does have a beard.
Yeah. He stares at him while he's telling him this stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, he's masculine. I like that.
So Chad comes over and steals Roberto. He's like, that is mine. And Robert's like, oh, he has a big eyes and a childish smile. Like a child with access to bleach. I like it. I'm into it. Danique and Paul. Paul is basically, Paul's a tame gay. He's basically going up to every queen in the house like, oh my God, I totally sabotaged myself because I said I hate short people. Oh! And Danique, who has been over this experience since he walked in the door and saw all these queens, is just like rolling his eyes the whole time. And he's like, you're fine. Girls, that's all he's going to talk about the whole night. Like, yep.
Oh my God. Then Beardy, Lumberjack Bear. Our bear gets in the pool, and Roberto says, you have beautiful piercing eyes.
And
Beardy says, like some kind of fucking psycho killer, he goes, they like you.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
This is also the guy who said when he was walking in, he's like, yeah, people can't even tell I'm gay. They're like, what? You're gay? I'm like, that's only because you're chubby and you don't groom.
Yeah.
People are like, really? You're gay?
He looks like every bad guy in a slasher movie that takes place in a remote cabin.
Yes, he really does. Or he's like the red herring that everybody thinks is the killer until you find out it was like some teenage girl down the street.
Yes, yes, yes.
So instead of taking this and running with it, he's like, well, girl, let me tell you this. There are some people in this house who aren't here for the right reasons, and they're trying to sabotage each other. And I'm about to, like, throw somebody under the bus. Like,
oh, and by the way, this shit would work on any of the straight Bachelor shows because they eat that shit up. But not here, girl, because Robert has zero fucks.
Robert does not want to hear gossip, especially when he's living a life where he's got to worry about people talking about him being a hoe the whole time. Like, someone with secrets does not like gossip.
Right. He's like, I am not into it, bitch. And he does my favorite thing. He does his signature move. He just turns around and swims off.
Yes. I really like that because I thought that that was really skanky of Charlie to do. And it's just so sad when you have to.
He thought he was playing the game. He doesn't fit in. He's thinking he's going to have something to talk to him about. And he didn't know that this does not have the same rules. He's playing by straight rules.
But he is doing like Evan from The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise.
Totally.
If it's not going your way, just tattletale on somebody else. And I hate that.
Yes, I do too. This is why I'm liking this show.
Yeah.
I'm not on Beardy's side.
Well,
I'm like, see ya.
Did anything else big happen, or let's just get to eliminations,
No, hold on. We have to get to the part where, all right, so no, because Paul has been making himself scarce. He doesn't want to talk to Robert. We still have time.
Oh, yeah, this is like the pre-eliminations.
Yes. So the other guys are like, Paul needs to grow a set of balls. And they're all calling Paul the gray-haired guy. But by the way, Roberto is not 32 or what. Roberto says he's like 30 or 32. I mean, come on.
Girl, that girl's like 45.
He's absolutely 45.
And a good-looking 45.
Yeah, he's great-looking. He's not in his 30s.
Because if he was in his 30s, he'd still be saying 28.
Yeah, he has not been in his 30s in 10 years.
Yeah, he's in his 30s in gay years.
Yes.
So he's
remember in our bonus episode when we found when one of the guys had his wrong age?
Yes. He lied in his title and then his age. So good. I forgot which guy did that.
Oh my God.
I think it was Jason with the E. So in the pre-ceremony, Paul asked somebody, or Roberto asked somebody, he's like, where is the tall guy who hates short people with the gray hair? And they're like, ooh, girl, he don't even know his name. They're all going crazy. They're all laughing their ass off at Paul with no balls. Am I so lucky? I'm so lucky. How lucky am I? He gathers everybody around to say goodbye, and I will see you at the ceremony. It was good getting to know some of you. It was good when some of you talked, and I, you know, estimated how long your facial hair could grow before you would shave it off. And it was wonderful. Goodbye. And Paul's like, oh my God, I said I hate short people. I said I hate tall people. Oh my God. Wait! He like runs off, waving his arm. Yes. He's like, Roberto! Like,
yeah, yeah. And then Roberto immediately lays into him. He's like, I do not know why you think you don't have to be as vulnerable as the other guys. Who do you think you are?
I love that. I like him just being so bitchy with these guys. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. And then Paul, right away. Now, this is where I was like, okay, the story is sad, but it was kind of shady how quickly he brought it out.
Paul has lost me forever with this.
Yeah. He's like, but hold on a minute. Before you judge, my boyfriend died.
Disgusting. That is so fucking tacky, okay? You've already used it, which is tacky enough to me. Like, that's already tacky. You've already used it everywhere you can possibly use it. I think you've mentioned it three times. And now the second you feel like you're in danger, you bring that up to use it. That is disgusting. And
but then he starts fake crying. I know, but it still made me sad because it just happened like less than a year ago.
Okay. I'm going to be really, really mean. So anybody who's going to get offended with this talk, turn it off now because this is just going to get worse. I do not fall for that. You do not get to use someone else's death for your gameplay. Then I'm not even sure what he's talking about because when he's telling the story, he's like, well, you know, my ex was really insecure. And like he just felt like that people, like he just couldn't be himself. And he was really depressed about it. And on Thanksgiving, he killed himself. It's like, oh my God. A, not first date. B, not first episode material. And C, were you even with him when he killed himself? Or was this your ex-boyfriend that killed himself that you were using? I don't like it. It's disgusting to me. You keep that. That is somebody else's dirty laundry. You don't get to use that for your own, like, dick getting. Get out of here, frown face.
Exactly. God, my dog just scared the shit out of me.
He's mad at frown smile. Mailman. He's mad at frown smile. Ugh, mailman. Why do dogs hate mailmen so much? Because they jingle?
I don't know. Because they have the balls to just come right up to your door.
So after all this suicide talk and this, he's fake crying, by the way, and he's orange because he owns a tanning salon and he's frown smiling. Like the guy is a mess.
I know.
Roberto looks at him and he goes, thanks for being honest. Okay. I'm going to leave.
And then Paul goes, wow, he's just a really nice person. No, he's not.
Yeah. He's so sensitive.
Yeah.
He said, thank you. And then left.
He's a really nice person. As soon as he's heard something he didn't want to hear, he just turns around and walks away. He's said nothing but like really surface shit about every guy in the house. And he's just I'd like to say he doesn't suffer fools, but he's so disconnected.
Well, you kind of have to be, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So then
he's a 45-year-old hoe on some reality show. Like that's the definition. But, you know, it's called self-defense, Stephanie. Yeah,
but he doesn't even fake it, which is so funny. That's what makes this show great.
And they're trying to use all this sad shit with him, which on The Bachelorette would work. Vulnerable. But he's like, gross. You know, he walked away like, do I really want to be with somebody whose boyfriend killed himself? I mean, that must be a really boring person. I'm like, no, thank you.
So he's like, maybe he killed himself to get away from you because you're so pompous.
Well, I mean, on Thanksgiving, what an ass. Okay,
maybe you were being a perfectionist. Okay.
Maybe you were ignoring him. Maybe he was too tall. Maybe he was too tall for you.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he could never grow up to your
Maybe he could never shrink to your expectations. Yeah.
All right. So then Roberto talks to Lance Bass and gives some fake answers to who might go home. I don't know. Maybe the guy with the beard. Maybe Brendan. Maybe Sam. He does not like cell phones, and I have four of them.
He's so full of shit. Lance is like, hey, my eyebrows want to know how it feels to have 13 guys all here for just you. And he goes, I feel like I'm wanted. You're like literally not. They didn't even know it was going to be you. They just signed up to do some show. They're stuck with whoever it is. How could you possibly feel wanted?
Exactly. All right, now it's time for the rose ceremony, which they're calling the Black Tie Affair. And that's where there's a shot of just a lamp outside. You have to see. Okay, you know what I'm talking about? Like the kind of a lamp that hangs outside your front door?
Yeah.
That lights up? Okay, it's like that. Like just like a light. It's just a light that's outside of like a front door.
It's like one of those solar lights.
Yeah, they just keep going to a shot of that. Like a single one. Oh my god, I was like, how broke is this production?
So Rob's, what Roberto is telling us, he's like, I'm questioning Paul because he doesn't like tall people. I'm questioning the Brandon because maybe he's not here for me. You know, who knows? I don't know. I'm questioning the Charlie who is gossiping, which is disgusting because, you know, I'm not perfect and who is?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering about Brodney because what's up? And then it cuts to Brodney and he's like, well, I'm not able to be vulnerable, and people take that as me being closed off. Yes, you fucking moron. It's like literally what that means. God, Brodney, what an idiot. God. So Rob goes, Roberta goes, this is going to be tough because I'm an empathetic person.
And then they try to mix it up on us, like by putting in some music. So when he calls the person up, you don't know for sure if he's going to get the tie or if he's going to go home. Mm-hmm. It's just so stupid. It's like, just do it the way that every other show does it. Stop trying to mix it up. It's stupid.
I also thought it was kind of funny that they all walk single file down that little staircase.
Yes.
It's not some grand staircase. It's like some skinny ass little staircase.
I also liked that some of the guys just did not bother to dress up. Even though they're supposed to be getting a black tie, you could just see that conversation. They're like, that's just not me. I just don't dress up.
Look, like if he's looking for someone with a collar, then he's not looking for me. And that's it. Brodney's like, well, you know, like I'll wear a collar when like somebody makes me feel safe enough to wear a collar. Okay.
So also the editing is really bad. So they're obviously cutting corners. They're probably like, ah, oh, that's close enough. They have one guy. He calls one guy and the other guy is like running down. Mm-hmm. And then he gets to the other guy. Like this, the timing was completely messed up. All right. Sorry.
So okay, Eric is the real cute one. I think he was the first one who walked in. He's the one I think might be a step toucher at like Foo Bar or something.
Yeah. Who calls himself a hairdresser.
Yeah. So he walks in and like ball shifter. I mean, if it's who I think, he's extremely cute. Although his teeth do really blind you in black light.
Yes.
But he gets the first tie. He's like, will you wear this tie? LOL. So he gets the first tie. And Sam, bitter Sam, is like, I'm not surprised at all. Eric is handsome and inspiring. And Eric and myself are going to give everybody a run for their money.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sam, no, you're not. Oh, God. All right.
I like when people defy the stereotypes and they're not insecure at all. They're just like overly secure.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't know. Something about Sam really bothers me. I don't like him at all.
No, he just needs a hug.
No, I don't like him the way you don't like Paul. I hate him. Who the fuck does he think he is? I don't like it. I don't like it when people use cell phones. Shut up. It's 2016. Everybody uses a cell phone. Just good luck finding a guy who's like, you know what, Sam? You are worthy of every moment of my attention. I don't want to break eye contact with you for a moment. I'm leaving my phone at home. It's not going to happen, Sam.
I think Sam just lost his job and can't pay his cricket bill or something. So now he's mad at everybody with the cell phone. He'll survive. He just needs a job.
Okay, so then Dylan gets the next tie. No surprise. And then Chad.
Dylan, and then Robbie, Jason, Chad.
How lucky am I?
He's like, oh, girl! He gets his. Charlie's like, Jason. I'm not nervous. I mean, what did he say? He's like, I'm not nervous. Like, why would I be nervous? And Chad says, when he said hashtag enough, that was foreshadowing. Because Charlie's the first one kicked out, right?
Yes.
He's like, bye, bitch. You're mean. And you need to comb your beard. Bye.
He doesn't even try to make it nice. He's just like, yeah, I just, when you were talking to me in the pool about other people, like you had some time to talk to me in the pool. And how did you choose to spend your time? Like talking about other people. Bye.
I'm sorry that people are not perfect. I cannot ask you to wear this tie. Goodbye. So Red Suit, poor guy. He's like, uh-oh. he's like, uh-oh, you let go of one of the homely ones. No. He's not even going to pretend that he's not shallow.
Yeah.
So five guys, three ties.
Oh, wait. So Sam got a tie. The guy I hate got a tie. And then, yeah, Pee Wee Herman got sent home.
Oh, poor guy. I don't care. Bye.
Yeah. And then Danique gets a tie, which leaves Asperger's Broadway.
Roberto's like, I've always wanted to stay home on a Saturday and project a movie onto my boyfriend's forehead. Will you accept this tie? And he's like, girl, whatever, fine. Like, rolled his eyes, like, bye.
So now we're down to
Rodney
and Paul.
And Paul.
And by the way, the cameras keep going to the house where, did you notice? So in the window of the house, it's just like this weird, it's just all red. Like the way they did the light, they're like, we need to have some color in here. But it just looks like now it looks like the house from like the Amityville Horror House. It's just red, like there's some kind of weird, like it's like Satan lives in that house. It's weird.
This ghetto ass show. I love it.
Yeah.
So Brodney's like, I'm scared. And Paul says, if he sends me home tonight, I might. I was like, please don't say kill yourself. Please. You've already used that. Find something else. And Roberto's like, now let us be frank, Paul. Paul Frank is an artist. You, I don't know about. But you don't like doll people. Do you like monkeys on socks? Tell me the truth. Who are you here for, if not for me? And then he goes, Brodney, you have a wall up. It's like, oh, jeez. And then Brodney, intelligent Brodney, goes, yeah. I'm somewhat guarded, but I know that if I'm given the space to not be guarded, I'll open up.
Yeah.
That's a quote.
Yeah.
Brodney, stupid.
Yeah. He's like, goodbye.
I'm sorry, but tonight you will not receive a tie. Now, open up on your own time, bitch. Go, walk, go. Back to the steam room.
Oh my God. It was too good.
It was so good. And then Paul gets the tie and he's like, oh my God, frown smile.
Yeah, I'm not going to kill myself. I bought one more day.
Roberto goes, this has been one of the hardest nights of my life. Really? Has it been?
I mean, sure. Your rent boy days weren't a little bit harder?
You had to work at least one frat party. You fooling.
Oh my God. So okay, then I have to put just add in here that in the coming attractions, they are so cheap that they use so many shots from the first episode.
Like, oh, is that what they were doing?
Yes, because there were coming attractions, but I just don't think they had enough footage to show it. So they like there was lots of shots of people who have already been eliminated.
Oh, and also they keep showing Charlie the Bear. So does he get let back? Oh.
No.
It was just from the first? Oh, I thought they let him back.
No.
Oh, that's funny. I like Brodney's leaving quote. He goes, well, he says he's wanting someone to be authentic, so he should be authentic and make a safe space. Bye. Bye.
Oh, too good.
Oh, that sucks that the bear's not coming back. I thought he weaseled his way back in. Like, oh, I didn't mean to be a gossip. I was just looking out for you because that's how I am. Like, people don't even know that I'm gay. Like, I can't believe you think I'm a gossip. And he'd be like, okay, we got an extra week from Logo. You are back. Come back to me.
Oh, my
Please,
God.
Accept this die.
So this is going to be so good. Do you think it's going to be an hour or an hour and a half every week?
I think it's just going to be an hour.
Yeah, so we're going to be back to 1 hour a week plus a bonus.
Yes, ma'am. And if you want those bonus episodes, just go to rosepricks.com. And thank you, everybody, for continuing on with us. I'm loving this show.
I'm loving
my little Stephanie.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Phone a friend. You can find us on Insta and Twitter at rosepricspod. And on Facebook, we're at Rose Pricks Podcast. We will have live show threads up if you guys want to come talk about the show with each other. If you want to find Stephanie on Twitter, you can find her at S. Wilder Taylor. and I'm at Ronnie Karam with a K. You guys, we love you. And we'll talk to you next time.
Okay.
In the meantime, please keep your walls down, y'all.
Vulnerable.
I feel things.